Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
A Persistent Knock by Claretta Anderson, Minnesota, USA. Easter morning in April of 2001, my husband was injured by a hit-and-run drunk driver. His back injuries kept him from working normally, if at all. Even with frequent chiropractor visits, his discomfort was great. By August, I mentioned to my friend Connie that we were going to have to go to the food bank in our area as we were low on food. Our insurance company hadn't paid my husband's claim for his lost wages. We had applied to an organization that helps victims of crime, but they were having a difficult time getting forms back from my husband's ex-employer, the chiropractor, and the hospital where he was treated the morning of the crash. Connie kept asking questions about how in the world were we making it. I said we were doing whatever was necessary to survive. She asked numerous questions about our well-being. I told her my husband had, understandably, pretty much given up and sunk into a depression. He would shut me out when I tried to talk to him. Connie responded, "I'm here, talk away." After about 2 hours, I left thinking only that she was very kind to show such concern. 2 days later, I responded to a loud, persistent knock. It was Connie, with two big bags of groceries in her arms. I exclaimed, "Connie, you brought us groceries!" She simply gave me a lopsided grin and replied, "I accidentally ended up buying two of everything." I commented that it was really great of her to do this. She ducked her head. I told her when I could, I would give her something for her generosity. She said her back was hurting, then left quickly. I couldn't wait for my husband to come home so I could show him the food in our refrigerator and cupboard, not telling him who had brought it. I kept him in suspense until I had shown him everything. He was amazed. This was exactly what he needed to restore his faith in humanity. We had a full meal, which we hadn't had for some time. We were so thankful. 2 weeks later, a check for some of my husband's lost wages finally arrived from our insurance company. Out of all the people who knew our situation, Connie was the only one who decided to do something to help. Through her kind generosity, Connie restored the belief that people really do care about each other and, given the opportunity, will help whenever they can.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.